See You Show, and today I am Chewy, as always.
And I am your overpowered girl, Uchenna.
And today we are doing an I the asshole. Today I've been so bad with my speech and like thinking at work.
It happens to the best of us. I completely get it. I'm not even gonna. Do you want to go first and then I'll go after?
Okay. Are you gonna scroll down for me? Because you got
Yes,
control
I will.
here.
I'm not an
That
asshole.
said, she's like screen recording from her side, so I don't have any control. That's my bad.
I mean, I guess I could give it to you. You can do that on Teams.
Yeah, but this is not Teams.
Right. Okay. I'm just not gonna touch it. Carry on.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not telling my brother? Hold on, let me finish chewing.
Somebody come get her. Otherwise, I'm gonna throw her off the board in 19
Wow,
seconds.
you can't have a TV show and
Oh.
just be the C. Not in the C for you, for you show. Still,
Okay, carry on.
am I the asshole for not telling my brother that my mum secretly DNA tested his son and not saying sorry? Last month, he found out his soon-to-be ex-wife has been cheating on him. Was really fucked up since he's done so much for her. Both my parents hated her so much since she was very shaky. She has a very shaky history. Pretty sure they hired a PI. That's America, right? They hire PIs because we don't really do that regular here.
Yeah, I think he, I don't
It's not
even,
that common.
yeah, but it's possible that they do exist. We just don't really hear of them because, we don't have drama in our family. And I think, like, being a private investigator would, in the UK or in Europe, there would be, like, a lot of paperwork and a lot of qualification and exams that they need, so people usually probably don't even bother.
A qualification to be PI? All you
Absolutely.
do is.
Or like certain passes, or like certain, because like in the UK you have to be governed by something, or in Europe you can't just you can't just do something. Like, it's just like accounting or social work or nursing. There's a board, there's a group that governs the career because it's so,
I mean, I guess they would have to report to a governing body, but I'm just questioning like the qualification you'd need to be a PI.
I mean, you'll have to go to uni for something that makes you qualified to be an investigator. Not uni, but you have to
But I feel
have
like it'd
certain
be similar to
experience and
like a
experience.
detective, so join the police, do it that way, detective, PI.
Yeah, but you can't be a private investigator with when you're still part of the police. Maybe you could
No,
be
but
like an
still saying like
ex-policeman.
that's how you would like progress through it. Because even with like accounting, you'd not many people go straight into opening their own firm. They
Well,
work for a company.
that's if you're an investigator with the police, not if you are a private investigator and you want to start off as a private investigator rather than going through the police, if that makes sense.
Okay, I'll look into it. I just thought
Are
like
you really? It's not that deep.
I just want to know.
I'm not that curious, but carry on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
And found out she has been running away from home since she was 14. Been in the system, addicted to drugs, went to rehab, etc. She met my brother at a point where she was stable and had a job and everything, but they still hated her and since she refused to talk about her family and past. When she got pregnant with my nephew back in 2018, my parents were both mad and didn't think the baby was my brother's. At this point, they didn't speak badly about her since my brothers threatened to never speak to them again, since they didn't accept her, so they were fakely liking her. That is a strange word. Fake liking her, but always talking badly about her behind her back. One day, I was coming back from school when my nephew was like a year, and I walked into my mum putting something in his mouth, and then putting it into a bag. I asked her what the hell she was doing, and she told me to mind my business. I walked over and saw she had some Amazon DNA kits she ordered. I asked her why she was doing that, and she said that she needed to make sure he's actually related to us. I told my mum our brother would be mad, and she told me there's no way he'd find out. She told me I can't tell him, and that if I do, she won't pay for my car or my college. I asked her if she was being serious. She's serious. So she's never threatened me and said yes, and she's not even telling my dad. I thought it was so super fucked up, and a few weeks later, my mum told me the results were in, and she's a grandmother. After that, she became much nicer to my ex sister-in-law, so that took some of the guilt off. Once I was ex it was exposed she cheated and they broke up. My mum couldn't wait to tell my brother that she always knew she was a slut and even got a baby tested because she needed to make sure. My brother got extremely upset at my mum and started asking me and my dad if we knew. My dad swore he didn't know, and my brother asked me, and I couldn't lie again. I told him I knew, but mum threatened me, but he didn't care and isn't speaking to me. I was upset at first and felt bad. But it's been a week, and I don't care that he's mad at me for not telling him. I was being threatened and was literally 17. My brother came over yesterday, and we spoke, and he asked me to apologize like our mum just did. I said no. He got mad again, saying I'm an arsehole. What do you think? I think the mums caused drama for the siblings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think at the age of 17, she was thinking about her future. She was going to college, and college in America is expensive. And
Absolutely.
her mum had said she was going to fund it, and then the risk of not being able to do that. I mean, I would hold my tongue then if it was a case of my future or lying. I'm gonna hold my tongue. I personally think she's not the arsehole because I would do the same.
Do you
I
think
could
you
see
should have
myself
apologized at the end?
for keeping a secret.
For I mean, because now the brother knows. So do you think you should have apologized?
Yeah, I think once he found out that yes, he should have apologized because it's not, even though she was being threatened, now it's out in the open. She'd just been like, I knew it was wrong and I'm sorry.
So do you think he's an asshole for not apologizing?
She's an arsehole.
Or he or she, this person, do you think they're an asshole for not apologizing to the brother?
Do I think he's an ass? She's an arsehole.
Because he felt some guilt about keeping the secret. So he knew that what he was doing was bad. So I don't think he's an asshole for keeping the secret because it was out of his control. And he put himself first, and I would have done the same. But then once my sister, I mean, I'm putting myself in this situation, I guess. That's all I could do. And my sister was really upset, which she has every right to be. I would apologize and be like, look, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you, but it was completely out of my control. That's what I would say. I wouldn't say, yeah, I'd apologize because I was put in a really difficult situation, and I hope that she'd understand. But not the asshole for keeping the secret, but definitely the asshole for not apologizing, because your brother just wants to feel, what's the word I'm looking for? Not vindicated, but he wants to feel some kind of remorse from you that you are aware that what you did was, was wrong in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sad though. The mother is a psycho, 100%.
Had a hope.
I mean, we don't really know what happened between the brother. Actually, am I the arsehole that we need? We need the am I the arsehole from the sister-in-law side of things. That's what I want to read because I feel like that would be saucy. That would be scandalous. And we would find out why she cheated. We would find out, we'll just find out a lot more than we currently know, because I feel like that side has more juicy details than this little pesky bit that we're seeing. But if you were the mother-in-law, would you have done the test? Do you
Yes.
think, right? Because I mean,
I feel like in most situations, I'm not going to say all situations, a woman's sixth sense about someone cheating is 80% to 7% correct. I'm not saying it's always right. I'm just saying, like our gut feelings can tell us if something is wrong. And she didn't know what was wrong. She was just like pulling at straws. Hence why she got like a private investigator.
But I do feel like it was an invasion on their privacy. I mean, first thing, because she doesn't want to tell you about herself, you hire a PI, like,
Okay.
relax. Second thing, because of her past that you know, you don't trust her, and then you do a test. Like your son has literally told you that I trust her. You just have to take his word for it. And if the boy ends up not being, your blood relative, what? Okay, actually, I'm sorry. What if the kid was actually not related to her by blood? What then?
She probably just wouldn't see it anymore.
And I'm also interested in the kind of DNA that she did, because if she did it relative to her, so like if the child is related to her, who's to say that the sister-in-law didn't fuck the 17-year-old? So, I mean, she probably didn't. I'm just saying. Who's to say that the child isn't for the other son or the other son? I don't know if he has other siblings, but she just did it in relation to her. Maybe the sister-in-law is like a super hoe and she slept with one of the other brothers. I'm just saying. I mean, what then? But that aside, he's not the arsehole for keeping the secret, but definitely an arsehole for not apologizing. But also, why is the, I mean, if it was you that found out that your mother-in-law did a test on your child, how do you think your partner would feel? Like, do you think his anger was justified? Like, his anger to the point that he asked for, I don't know. Like, I get being upset, right? But I don't get it being this much of a big deal considering she cheated on him anyway. I mean, technically, it would be like a relief, no? Because you would have had that question as well, like, or any guy or any person would have that question of, oh my God, she's been cheating. How long has it been going on for? Oh my God, is this child mine? Right?
I think it's more of like a violation of,
That they did it behind his back kind of thing.
yeah.
Right. Okay, I
I feel
hear
like
that.
that's what that by. I don't think. Okay, fair enough. They wanted confirmation. Eventually, he went. If since they're going through this divorce, since it would need to do a DNA test to confirm that he's the father to pay for paternity, custody, whatever they call it in America. Was
Yeah.
it? Yeah.
Spousal support and child support.
Child support, like they need to confirm that the child is his for him to be paying that. So
Yeah, and
eventually, the DNA
you would have
test would
found
have
out anyway.
been
Yeah.
found out. But at that point, we don't, as we don't know why they're getting divorced. So,
I
so
mean,
it's like it.
we know because she cheated.
But yeah,
Yeah, that's why
she's
they're getting a divorce.
getting divorced. So eventually, it would come out whether it was his child or not. But personally, I'd rather know sooner than later.
True. And
And why
okay.
go through the whole process? Like, I get why he's upset. Like, it's a violation of, like, they did it behind his back, and he's just like, oh, you don't even trust me. Like, first of all,
Like you
like,
don't trust my own judgment.
yeah, I think that's what it is, first of all. Like, A, you don't trust my judgment, and B, you're going behind my back as if, like, I'm not your son. Well, as my father.
I hear that. Okay. Well, you think he's not the asshole for either, right?
No,
But I
I think being
think.
angry was justified is that in that situation, but I don't think it was enough to justify not speaking to for a whole
Yeah.
week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A video or two, I'd be like, I get
Like,
you,
relax,
get
brother. All right.
whole week, and I'm like, you got issues. No, I'm just saying, you're deep in it too much.
Yeah, he definitely was. It was taking it way too far. Okay, on to the next one. Am I the asshole for kicking my friend out of my bedroom so my wife would take a nap? Out of my bedroom, not even my bedroom, so my wife could take. Okay. You know, sometimes the heading of these things are like, I need more context. Throwaway account. So I, 28 male, have a wife, 27 female, who works full time as a CNA while she is in school. What's a CNA? Certified Nursing Assistant. Okay. While she's in school to become an autopsy technician, she works a lot in caps. She's constantly picking up extra shifts, working doubles and even triples. Damn. She does all that on top of going to school full time. Because of that, she often takes a nap after work. Well, yesterday I had a friend over who I will call E. My friend and E do not get along as E makes herself. E is a female. Damn. Okay.
Yeah,
Okie dokie. As E makes herself un no, sorry, E makes her uncomfortable. But she and I
no,
don't
he's
prevent.
definitely an I.
Huh?
He's definitely a he.
Oh, right. E makes her uncomfortable. So, okay, sorry. He makes her uncomfortable. Damn. Okay, he should have picked another, like, letter because.
I
But she and I don't prevent one another from seeing friends just because one of us doesn't like the other friend. E was over at mine and my wife's house playing video games when my wife calls to tell me she's on her way home from work. She sounds exhausted, and I tell her if she felt okay to drive, and if not, I'd come pick her up from work and go back together. And go back together. The together. I'm assuming he means to go get the car later. She says she's fine to drive and that she'll see me later. I said okay and told her I loved her. E and I go back to playing games. It's worth mentioning that the only TV my wife and I have is in our bedroom. Okay. I was laying on the bed and E was sitting in my desk chair. About 15 minutes or so later, I hear my wife come in the house and call out to let me know she was home. I come into the living room and give her a kiss. She all but collapses into my arms, exhausted, to the point she couldn't even walk to the bedroom. Shit. I ask her if she's okay, and she says she is. And she says she's. She says it's yeah. Anyways, it's just been a long day at work. I really need a nap. I nodded and told her to come lay down in the bed. When we get to the bedroom, I politely tell E that he needs to leave as my wife was exhausted and we could play later that night. E asks why he needs to leave and why my wife can't just sleep while he and I keep playing. What an asshole. I explained that it was just a game and that my wife and her needs come first. E then asked why my wife couldn't just take a nap on our living room couch. I told him I wasn't making her sleep on the sofa just because he wanted to keep playing. He gets pissed and slammed his controller on the dresser and goes to leave. Before he does, he turns to my wife and tells her, "I'll bet you're happy." He always feels like he has to pick you over anyone else. He leaves and slams the door on the way out. My wife turns to me and starts to apologize, saying she could have just slept on the couch. I tell her no, she couldn't have, and tell her to get some rest. Later that night, my other friends are blowing up my phone, saying things along the lines of bros before hoes, and saying it was rude to kick E out of my to kick E out just so my wife could sleep. All of my married friends, however, were on my side, saying my wife's needs comes before my friends. E is now saying he won't speak to me until I apologize. Am I the asshole? Fuck E, man. I'm sorry. What the
I felt like he was
fuck?
very childish.
He is definitely an incel. Has no girlfriend, has no wife. Asshole.
Yeah,
Or
I read
boyfriend.
that. I'm like, you're being ridiculous. I mean, fair enough, they only have one TV, but he's not saying, once my wife's done taking a rest, I can't go back and watch, come see our game. He's just saying, my wife's just done a double or triple. She
Yeah,
needs
she needs
a
sleep because right after she wakes up, she's gonna have a shower, go straight back to work. Probably after that, go back to school, do some studying. Like fucking hell, where's the understanding? He is an asshole of a friend, and I don't even know why you're keeping him around if he doesn't regard your partners
What happened? There
as a
was a call.
person.
What happened? The text of like, Brace for hose.
All
That
of
what he
them
actually said?
friends you need to dump, huh?
That what he actually said?
Yeah. All of his friends were blowing up his phones, saying things along the lines of bros before hoes. By the way, she's not a hoe, she's his actual wife, you fucktard.
That's just like a sign of disrespect right there. Because how do you call
Absolutely.
your friend's wife a hoe?
Nah. Like,
Like,
I feel like some people don't understand the concept of like companionship and someone having an actual
marriage in
partner.
general, like, I
Like,
mean,
what
all he was asking wasn't even
the
like, wasn't even asking him to go home. He was just saying, let's take a beat, let's go for a walk, let's go to
Yeah.
and talk. And that's, he's not saying you have to leave, she's just saying my wife needs to rest, which is understandable, I
Yeah, and that they
feel.
can continue gaming later. And I feel like he lives also quite close to him as well, so he can kind of go and come back at whatever time he kind of wants to, I'm assuming. Nah. And his wife apologized. Oh my God, what a kind
Nah, she must
woman.
have felt guilty
Because
for
as
putting him
soon as this
through.
man looked at me and said shit, I would have been like, get the fuck out of my house. Are you mad? I mean, whoa, some friends have some crazy entitlement issues, which at some point I feel like we need to definitely delve into. No friend, actually, I mean, I wouldn't even have one TV in my house anyway. And even if I did have one, it would not be in my room. It would be in the living room. No TVs in my room.
Fair enough.
Unless like I really, really have to. But if I'm living in a house, no, my TV is definitely gonna be in my room. Like what am I doing in my room that I need a TV in my room? It feels so foreign.
But I don't think it's still foreign. I think it might be just the case of like, because like she's so tired from work, they probably like most of the
When
time
they
just
need
would
to actually spend time together, right? Yeah.
in
For
bed, but
them, it
she'd be.
makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, because she'd be very relaxed, and he might be. We don't know his schedule, but we're assuming he's very accommodating from what we've read so far.
But still, though, like if my partner's sleeping, I wouldn't really want to watch TV when they're in the bed as well. I'd rather just go to the living room and watch my TV while they're sleeping in bed, no?
I don't think he watches TV. I think he only has a TV to play his games.
Yeah, but even still, I'd rather just go downstairs and play my game where I can be as loud as I want with all my friends, when we're chatting about some random thing, than disturbing my partner when they're right next to me in bed. I don't know. Like either way, even for like cuddling or whatever, it's just better to do it in like the living room.
No, it's not.
And then go and sleep in the bedroom. And I don't know. For me, I feel like every living area has its job. Like the kitchen is for cooking and like chilling out, or maybe like for what's the word I'm looking for? Hosting. And like same as outside. But like the living room is like to chill, to hang, to like, I don't know. And also your bedroom. Maybe because it's so odd for me anyway. Like, I mean, I've had TVs in my room before, but that was because I was living in shared accommodation and that was the only other place I could have a TV. But when I had my flat, I had the option to put my TV in my room, but I definitely didn't do that. Because it just felt so, oh, so odd. So what's in their living room? I'm sorry, we're not meant to be talking about, we're meant to be talking about who's the asshole. Okay, back to the actual main conversation. Do you think he's an asshole?
No, I think his friend is.
And his other friends that told him bros before hoes are definitely assholes as well. But okay, say I'm just thinking of how I, as your friend, could possibly be upset that you're choosing your partner. I mean, if you choose your boyfriend over me, based on our history, and I would definitely feel some kind of way, but I'd know that, this is a potential husband material, so, fine. I mean, I'll take it with a pinch of salt, but you'll make it up to me in some other kind of way. So it's okay. Like, that's how I'd kind of think of it. Does that make sense? Like, say we were recording an episode and like coming in and like, sorry, I'm gonna blank that out. And he comes in and he's like, you guys are making noise. I really need to sleep. I'd be like, oh my God, it's fine, right? Like, let's just quickly finish this and then like that's it. Like, I wouldn't take the piss and be like, why is it being so ununderstanding? Like, that's just rude. The guy needs to sleep as he needs to sleep, no?
I'm just thinking about it, like in my situation, if I've ever, if I've been in a situation where his friends haven't been understanding, because I just feel like,
Interesting.
no, I'm thinking about it because I just feel like you should know your time and place,
Has it
right?
happened before, though, where they haven't been as understanding as they should have been?
I mean, maybe in a sense where I'm going home and they're like, why don't you just sleep over?
Right.
Which is different. So me, like, being tired, it's just like, no, it's more or less like, oh, you can stay the night. Or you, like, it's not like they want me to, they're not forcing me to leave. They're actually encouraging me to hang out more with them,
Yeah,
which
so
is
I
not
guess in a way it's kind of
a
different,
bad
and
thing.
also it's not really their business, is it? From
Yeah,
him
but
to them.
I'm just saying, like, I've never been in such a situation where, like, it's a similar situation, but
But it's
not like
not
a
exactly the
positive
same.
way. It's more of a positive way, if I can say positive the situation.
I mean, it's good. It's a good thing that your guys' friends are not dickheads like these ones, and that they actually consider you and your boyfriend Sweenings as well. So that's really important. And I hope I'm not an asshole of a friend. I mean, I'm just thinking back to like when I met and when we hung out at his, and I'm just like, because I feel like we recorded well into the night, didn't we? And also, we made him sleep in the living room as well. I don't know, I felt so bad about that.
Nah, he's very understanding.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad. Oh my God, someone on this was like, since you didn't specify E's age, I'm going to assume he's 12. You should really play games with your friends with friends your own age. Not the asshole. Good on you for supporting your wife. And what you did is just plain common sense. Your wife sounds like a powerhouse of a woman. Keep her around. Abso-fucking-lutely. His wife is a freaking gangster, like studying to be a nurse, doing double and triple shifts. Oh,
Responding to
no.
the exam somehow.
Absolutely.
I think
I
that's why she
don't.
works so hard to fund her exams.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously she's doing it so that she can actually go to school, which ambition right there. I guess the temptation to hurl an insult has just been too much, so we have to call this one early. Oh my goodness. I definitely am getting new friends after this. If I didn't want the responsibility of a marriage, I never would have gotten married. I think it's the guy that said
I
that.
mean, that's definitely true. Like, if you didn't see yourself putting this person at a similar value as yourself, then why would you marry them?
Right. And like some of us, honestly, some of us, I think a lot of the time we wouldn't realize like how important it is to choose the right set of friends, because when you get into a relationship or when you get into a marriage, the jealousy is real with some people, and they literally want to be the only person in your life. And I don't know. Just be careful, I guess, of the kind of friends that you have.
But you know what? It's strange. It's not like he doesn't have other friends to play games with.
Right?
I
Honestly, get rid of this E guy and play games with your other
mean,
married friends.
you only have each other as friends.
I get
I can
it, yeah.
sympathize. I'm like, okay, I get it.
I mean,
You're
you're
his
not
only
codependent or
friend.
anything. You have other friends. There's actually enough friends for a group chat as well. Can you actually imagine? And it's E that you're focusing on. I beg you, please. Nah. Oh my goodness. Absolute incel of a person, this E guy. On to the next one. And here. I think we're gonna need one more and then call it quits. Am I the arsehole for threatening to not walk down the aisle if my fiance's twin brother attends the wedding? Am I
That's
the
when I posted. Oh, not posted. I sent you, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the one. Do you want to read this then?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then I'll find the one last one. And then we'll do the. Have you done your top 10?
I have not.
Oh.
Okay. Listen, I
You
got home seven,
It
eight
took
and
me.
half seven,
It took
and
me a
then.
very long time. It's fine. I guess we'll go through my list and then we'll talk
I'll
about
reach
your list
your
the next
way.
time. All right.
Okay.
Carry on.
My arsehole for threatening not to walk down the aisle if my fiance's twin brother. This is not the one I sent you, but it's similar.
Okay. Do you want to check the one, the other one? Was it on, maybe it was on Insta?
No, it was definitely on Reddit. I think I sent everything on Reddit, just not Reddit on WhatsApp.
But maybe you're thinking like text?
Nah, it's definitely taken off. This one's it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll start again. Am I the arsehole for threatening not to walk down the aisle if my brother's t if my fiance's twin brother attends the wedding? I, 30 female, I'm supposed to suppose about a what do you mean opposed to
I am
supposed?
supposed. Supposed.
Read the whole sentence again.
I
Read the
am
whole sentence, not just
supposed
that
about to get. Oh. I think she means I'm
I
supposed to get married.
told you, I told you. You're
Sorry.
looking at me so did you not read?
I'm supposed about to. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Get married to my fiance, 27 male. But there's a big problem concerning our wedding, and that's his twin brother. His brother is a drug addict and got into lots of troubles in the past because of it. I obviously don't want a drug addict invited to my wedding, but my fiance insists. Only to invite him, but to make him his groomsman too. Ooh. He says that he went to rehab and he's now clean. But I seriously doubt it. I know people like him, they never change. We kept arguing about it for a couple of days, till yesterday when he invited his brother and his mum over to dinner to convince me that a change or to have a change of heart and let him attend the wedding. I was furious that he would invite a drug addict. And then not take a mother to my house without consulting me first. I told them that I'm gonna make dinner for a dope head and to please leave my house. His brother then started sobbing, saying that I'm unfair and not letting him support his brother on his big day just because of some stupid mistake. And my future mother-in-law started berating me about how heartless I am for doing this to their son and being so hung up on something that is in the past. But I told them to drop the act. These stupid mistakes literally landed him in jail, and I'm not gonna allow a former offender at my wedding under any circumstance. And I also told my future mother-in-law to stay in her lane, as this is not her wedding, and she's also a big reason for why he got into the situation, as she kept enabling his addiction for a long time. They started shouting at me, but I eventually managed to make them leave my house. My fiance was furious at me and told me he can't believe how badly I treated his family. I told him that it's not my fault that his family is formed of a bunch of nutcases, which turned into another argument between us, with me saying that if I see his twin brother between the guests at the wedding, then I'm simply not going to walk down the aisle. My fiance slept on the other on the couch that night, and he's still treating me coldly even today. But I'm still not willing to reconsider my decision. If anything, I'm now seriously considering to hire a security guard to keep the drug addict and possibly their crazy mom too away from my wedding. Am I the arsehole, or am I, or I'm just justified in my decision? This is layered. Also saying, don't worry, the twin brother won't be at the wedding because there's not going to be one. That's true.
No, I mean, I was gonna be like, why are you marrying into a family that you don't vote anyway? Like, make it make sense. No,
No, yeah, it's true.
like she don't rate them for 1 cent, and she wants to marry into the family. What, she thinks she's got the special one? She definitely doesn't. I'm just saying, because she's one, she's very, very judgmental. And two, did you see the way she, what did she call them? Like, what was the
Not
need for
cases.
that? Huh?
Not cases.
Yes, yeah, she said, I'm not gonna make dinner for a dope head. Please leave my house, brother. That was so rude.
Disrespect.
Absolutely, like, it doesn't even matter if fine is a drug addict. So, damn, she's cold, and they should definitely not be getting married. If you don't like the brother, you don't like the mother-in-law. Does she even like anyone in his family? Apart from, I mean, even with the way that she's talking, does she even like him?
I'm guessing that she does. But it's possible to like someone but not their family.
Yeah, I know. Okay, fine. Say she allows the brother to come to the wedding, and she's finally justified. Like, the brother gets high or whatever, and he messes up the wedding. Like, worst case scenario here. Now, I guess her brother's, her wedding is ruined. But then she's justified, though, in her feelings. Does that make
Yeah, she's
sense?
just my her feelings, but I just
If after that the husband wants them to come to, I don't know, some baby thing, now she's got like proper grounds to be like, don't fucking
no.
invite him to my child's blah blah blah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Maybe has there been another situation where he's caused problems at like an event that we don't know about that's causing her to not want her want him at her wedding? Does that make, because then she will be justified if he's like he's got an erratic behavior and whatnot.
Maybe she would
But
have seen
then,
something on the dating stages because he did say he's now been to rehab and he's now clean. We don't know when he that what period they were together when he was during this rehab. Maybe she would have seen that at the very like it could have been near where the where they got engaged when he got started he went to rehab. But she still had to deal with it prehand when they were just dating. And she was
yeah.
like, "Your brother's a bit too much for me when he's on it." Which is fair because once someone's on drugs, they're not really themselves.
But then that's why they brought the brother and the mother to the house so that she can see that, you know, he's now clean, he's now level-headed. Please allow my tween brother to come to my wedding. Like, don't be a dickhead. Like, that's why they
Okay.
brought him so that she could see that he is indeed clean, because she had her doubts before. So maybe until the wedding, keep an eye on the brother, make sure he's constantly clean. Not keep an eye on him, like watch him all the time, it'll be a bitch, but just, you know,
Okay, maybe he could have taken them out for lunch somewhere. So
yeah,
he
like keep in touch,
house.
care that your brother's your husband's or husband-to-be's brother is actually healthy, because what happens if he dies? Your husband's gonna be, he's gonna be sad. What are you gonna do then? You're gonna be like, oh, don't cry over someone. He's just a drug addict, but it's his brother.
Yeah.
She sounds really, really awful, really cold. She's definitely an asshole. I guess that's my conclusion. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the way she went about it was a bit harsh. Like, if she didn't, like, as I said, she didn't really trust him, she could have asked to meet him on a fair ground. If it's the case that she didn't want him in her house, they could have gone to a cafe, they could have gone for a walk in the park. That way she felt unsafe. She would, there were people around her. But yeah.
I mean, and since I guess maybe next time, she the husband could, I guess, make them meet on neutral grounds. But I don't think she's gonna budge. I think if they had gone out, she would have caused a scene. Not the druggie, not sorry, not the drug addict brother-in-law, quote unquote. It would have been her that would have caused a scene in public. And she just does, I don't think she cares. I don't think she even wants to. She just, she's adamant that she doesn't want this guy at her wedding. So I think they need to talk about if there should be a wedding. I mean, that's really important. Anyways, she's an asshole. The guy needs to get himself a new girlfriend or a new fiance or whatever. And yeah, unless she actually has proper grounds that she's not told us about. Excuse me, of erratic behavior and all these things, because obviously all we know is what she said. Then I don't particularly think that she's justified in the way she's handled things. Okie
Yeah.
dokie. On to the next one.
On to the next one.
On to the next on onto the next one. Okay. Am I the asshole for kicking my sister out of my house after she didn't respect my house rules? This is a not safe for work post. Should I read it?
Is that what it stands for? Not safe for work?
Yeah. NSFW. It means like there's probably like, sexual stuff in there. I don't know why I did that. I am so sorry. What did you say?
Explicit content.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother's wife she's responsible for his health declining? Ooh, I don't want to do that one. That one seems very touchy to me. Am I the asshole for downplaying my daughter's accomplishments for sake of her twin brother? I don't want to do that either. Am I the asshole for kicking my parents out of the house after they make mean comments about my work? Am I the asshole for not letting my wife buy Starbucks anymore? I'm sorry, what? Am I the asshole for getting my co-worker fired over a plant? Yes, you sound like a dick. Am I the asshole for not getting my wedding dress altered? I don't care. Am I the asshole for not immediately telling my neighbors how thin the walls are in our building? No. If they're fucking, what, they don't think that their neighbors know about it. Sorry. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend she's too demanding? Ooh, this one looks spicy. Should we do it?
Sure.
Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend she's too demanding? I, 26 male, have been with my girlfriend, Alina, 25 female, since we were in college. I hope that's not her real name. Because,
Alina.
yeah. Anyways, I want to make it absolutely clear that I love this woman to death. She's the light of my day. and has been the most supportive, amazing, intelligent, beautiful woman I have ever met. I have known her since I was 19. That I have known since I was 19 that she was meant for me and I was made for her. Okay, Casey and JoJo. Alina is a doctor and she works long hours but always comes home at the end of the day with a smile. Everything in our relationship is pleasant and relatively smooth sailing. We are discussing weddings and proposals. No, we were discussing weddings and proposals last night during dinner because one of our friends' wedding was coming up and the conversation led to kids. Alina told me quite hesitantly that she had a few requests. I said, sure, let me hear them. She said that one, she wants to have a surrogate. I knew this post was meant for us, babe. I just knew this. I'm sorry. One, she wants to have a surrogate pregnancy. This threw me off a little because I thought she would want to name her ch our child or something like that. What?
What's that got to do with that,
Was that
though?
what? What the fuck?
Why can't she
So
name him, have a question, give
wait,
birth to him? What
let's
on
finish,
earth?
please. Let's finish. So I asked her why. She said she was really scared of being pregnant and giving birth, and her mother and grandmother have had pelvic floor issues after birth. I told her that I understand her fear, but millions of women give birth with no major issues, and she's most likely to be fine, statistically speaking. And also, she's a doctor, so shouldn't it be less scary since she kind of knows what's going on? But no, she's insistent on wanting a surrogate. I didn't want to turn this into an argument, so I asked her, okay, what are your other requests? What other requests do you have? She said that two, she wants our child's surname to be hyphenated, my surname plus hers. That this wasn't entirely surprising to me because I already knew that Alina wouldn't take my surname after marriage, and I was okay with that, obviously. But I'm worried about whether our child will feel weird with a hyphenated name and whether other kids. Fuck off! What century are you that there's gonna be a weird thing with having a hyphenated name? Where do you live? Ohio? Are you fucking kidding? Okay, fine. At this point, I kind of sighed and said, okay, and what else? She said, three, she wants to name our first daughter Bianca. I frankly hate that name because it literally means white and nothing meaningful. I asked her why the heck would she want to name our daughter white when she herself is Chinese? Alina just wants that name because it's pretty. And speaking of Alina's race, four, she wants her child to have a Chinese name, which is of course okay, since they'll be half Chinese. But she wants to put it in the child's legal name, which means our child would have a monstrously long name with their first name, middle name, hyphenated surname, and Chinese name on top of it all. At this
So.
point, I laughed and told Elena she was being over the top and this was demanding of her. She got quiet and left the room. She was still upset when she left for work a few hours ago. So now I'm sitting at our dining table alone, trying to figure out what the fuck to do. Should I apologize? I feel like I've done nothing wrong. Edit. Everyone's coming at me for laughing. Yes, that was a horrible thing to do, and I realize that now. And it was honestly more of a shock laugh than anything else. I wasn't laughing at her. As for their Chinese name replacing an English name, I don't want that. Also, to all they say in an it's high maintenance or tedious, please shut the fuck up. Oh, goddamn. She's not like that. Part of the reason I laughed was because I was genuinely shocked at how strong her opinions were of this, because she's normally very easygoing.
So what is it?
So he feels
Why
like
are you so
he's
demanding?
basically he doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He doesn't know why she's upset. So he's trying to get someone else's perspective as to why she could possibly be upset. And also, he's also clearly said that there's certain things that he's not quite okay with. So I think I want to address issue number one of the surrogacy thing. We have, both of us, have actually talked about this, and my reason is not even because of a tear. Is I mean, it is. Or, I mean, she's actually had her grandmother and her mother had pelvic floor issues. So, what are you? Are you stupid? If two over three have had it, oh, two over two, sorry, have had it. So, what do you? What are the chances do you think that she would possibly have it? So clearly, there's something wrong somewhere with. I don't know because I think with the pelvic thing, it's either like it's not big enough usually. So like, some people I think I've heard that it actually breaks. With not a lot of
Okay.
people. Yeah, I've heard. I think extreme cases, I want to make this clear, that it's actually either shifted or broken, or something weird like that, like the bone, like you know, like there, during, and also there's also a there's tearing, all that malarkey. So I've said this, if I can financially afford it, I will have
Amen.
I mean, are you kidding? And if I can't, then I'm not having kids. Simple.
Let it be there.
Simple.
No.
If you want kids, go and impregnate someone else. You're crazy. I'm sorry.
But I feel like the only issue I'd have with this is that she didn't bring it up earlier in their relationship. I feel like once I feel like someone a potential like I might be in a long-term relationship, I'm gonna put it out there at a very like when I feel like have that sense of like, this might be long-term, like just so you know, I plan to get a surrogacy. Oh, I don't want children, or I only want one child.
Yeah,
Stay
but I feel like they've been, it seems like they've been together since what, he was 19?
But surely, but
And
at
she
some point
was
between
18?
20 and like 23, she would have known what she wanted to do. I'm
Yeah,
not saying she.
but then she would have known, but she wouldn't have, because she could have changed her mind. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like the decisions that I'm making now that I'm much older tend to be sticking with me, if that makes sense. Like I did used to be more wishy-washy with things, but since well, that I've noticed anyway so far, certain decisions that I've made, I've kind of stuck to the older I got. So if she'd had that when she was like 19, she was probably thinking it's not a big deal. Like she, you know, her mind could change. But now, you know, it's kind of dawning on her. They've been together for so long. You know, one of their friends got married. It seems like the right time. What, she's 25, he's 26. It seemed like the right time to kind of have that kind of discussion and actually think about things like this. She's a doctor. It seems like she can afford it because, I mean, she wouldn't have brought it up if she didn't think she couldn't afford it. So I don't think that that is an issue. I mean, unless he's a weirdo and he's thinking about like pregnancy sex and shit, then I don't see what the problem is. She just doesn't want to put her body through that kind of stress, and there are women who love doing that, you know, who love doing that, and who,
As someone who actually loves being pregnant, I don't think I'd
yeah,
want
and it's not for.
to.
You can't shame a woman for not wanting to put her body through that. I definitely can't, because I am one of those women who do, definitely does not want to put my body through that, because I be
You
seeing
know
some
the
of
way
these
I feel
pregnant
about
women, they
it, when
can't
you have
even
someone who's got
walk.
like postnatal depression, I'll have like durinatal depression. Like whatever
Girl.
that course is, I just know I would dislike it
I
that much.
mean,
I'll be
yeah,
depressed.
I was watching this thing on Made You Think, and it was, and he's, the thing is, like, Made You Think, he's posts are like private sometimes, because his posts are very, I only follow them because I want to know what's on the other side, and my curiosity literally killed me. There was a lady that was talking about how women need to claim their femininity, and like in a home, the kitchen is the beginning of healing. I'm like, shut the fuck up. So what? A man can't go to the kitchen and have the kitchen be his healing place. Why does he have to be a woman? What? A man can't cook for himself and be make because they do. I know a lot of men who cook and, you know, they take care of themselves and their homes. Why are you specifically emphasizing that he has to be a woman? Why can't he just be a person? Let the kitchen be a place of healing for your
But
family, man and woman. Sorry?
I'm gonna intersect. It's
Yes.
derived from this whole thing. Wait,
Yes.
hold
I'm
on. Hold on.
sorry.
No,
I'm
no, no.
sorry.
So I remember what Reddit I sent you. So it was basically
Oh.
saying, "Am I the arsehole for being petty towards my boyfriend?" So what happened? Like, she moved in to his her boyfriend's place, and then her boyfriend became lazy at cleaning and stuff like that. And
Oh.
so he was like, "So say they'll eat food, right?" He would leave food, his plate on the side, and she was like, "I don't get it. We
Who
have
the
a
fuck are you
dishwasher.
leaving that
All
for?
you have to do is rinse the plate and put it in a dishwasher, like a normal person,
Christ.
right?" And then she was one day. She was like, "Oh, I'm going busy at work. Could you put the wash in, like, could you put the wash in the washing machine and then put it out to dry when you have time? You know, fairly normal stuff." And he didn't do this. And so it went on for a couple of weeks. Like, he was just being lazy. He didn't change bed in. He didn't clean the bathtub. He didn't clean his plate. He didn't clean his clothes.
Dirty, dirty boy.
First thing,
What a
right? So one day
filthy
she was
little
just like,
creature.
"Yeah." So one day she was just like, "All right, fuck it. That's how you want to be. Let me be too." So one day we went out for lunch, and she was like, he was like, "Oh, they're going out to meet for lunch to meet his to with his mum." So she picked out a clothes, and he was like, "Are you gonna wear that?" She was like, "Yeah. What's wrong with it?" He was like, "Can't you see the dirt?" It's like, "Oh no. You said it was fine when you said you were gonna do it. So if it's fine, I trust you. I believe you. It's fine." So they're on the way in a taxi, and he was like, "You know, there's that mark there." I was like, "You know what? If you get your pen and draw my dress, like, you can make it look a pattern. Like, it's not there." And she was so amazed. He legitimately got the pen and started scribbling on it. Look at that pattern. And then he got home, and she was like, "I don't even know why you wore that dress." I was like, "You said that it was fine, so I'm gonna trust you." And then later on that evening, so they literally had like a light meal with his mum. So she was making food, and she served it on the dirty plate that he'd left out. And he was like, "Excuse me," he was like,
Oh my
"You
God.
said this
Let
plate was
the
fine." That you were struggling to wash the plates yourself, so and you rinsed it, you said, and I believe you rinsed it, therefore it should be fine to eat off, right?" And he looked at her in such shock. Obviously, she ate her food off a clean plate because you can't be doing this disgusting things like
Of
that.
course, absolutely. What a dirty
And then
boy.
after
Disgusting.
that, he was like, "I don't know what you're playing at." I was like, "Oh no, I'm not playing at anything. I have just decided to leave you on your word to see if something's clean, something is clean. If something's done, something is done. I'm not gonna stress. Why should I stress?" And then
Jesus
after that,
Christ.
obviously he obviously started cleaning up after himself and doing the stuff that he was meant to do. What disgusting man you are. Because the thing was, she was shocked. She was like, "You know what? Before I moved in, he was actually clean. Like, all these things by himself, and then suddenly when I come in, you feel like you don't know how to do it, or you feel like you're too tired to do it. What nonsense!
Oh,
Imagine.
you know, I would not
I'm just
let, I
kind
don't
of
I mean,
I
obviously,
was like,
I never wanted ever. I don't like usually saying like, oh, what I would do in a situation, but God damn it,
she was smart, right?
she definitely was. I mean, let them just revel in their filth and just live in it, just like eat from it. Like, it's okay. Yeah, it's clean. That's fine. Then it's clean. That's actually because the thing is, he knows it's not clean. Was such a smart thing to do. I'm not gonna lie. She did. She got him good. Oh my God, it's the
Your clothes
passive
as well.
aggressiveness
I'm
of
like,
it
how
all.
dare you? Like, you want me to wash both your clothes and my clothes, but then we're going out to meet your mum for lunch, and I'm gonna
All of
promise
a
to wear this for life.
sudden, all of a sudden, it's not
I
clean.
get that
All of a
extra piece
sudden, you can see the
of
stains. Oh my.
and we're gonna be embarrassed. We're embarrassed together. Don't you worry.
You want to embarrass me? Wow. But what's funny?
That is so funny.
Do you think that?
Men get lazy when they get a partner, yes.
Oh, okay, thank good. Thank you. Why do they do that though? Because it's not just with men. I think people in general just get lazy when they know that someone else is there that will do it for them. Because my mom does it. When I wasn't living at home, she'd clean up by herself, put things in the dishwasher, all that stuff. All of a sudden, the plates aren't going in the sink anymore, or the dishwasher. She just leaves it. I guess I should be thankful that she puts it in the kitchen at least, but she just puts it on the table or like on the like she just leaves it somewhere. And I'm like, who's that for? Obviously, I can't say that because my mother, but still, it grinds my gear. And like, I'm living with someone who currently also has a retainer. I'm not saying who it is. They just leave it anywhere in the house. Like any container that they see when they're about to eat, they take the container, put some water in, drop the retainer in there. Disgusting. And they leave it anywhere, in the kitchen, in the living room, in Anyways, people need to learn to pick up after themselves. Even though there's someone there to do it for you, because they're not your slave.
Maintain your standard of living, even with your someone with next to you. Even with someone,
I could
just maintain
never,
your standard of living.
like, don't you feel shame? I'm just asking these people who do these things, like, don't you feel shame? Men specifically, don't you feel shame just leaving your plate just there and like letting it dry and then mold? I used to live with this dirty boy at uni. I used to, because he'd literally leave his things in there and they would grow mold. At
Oh.
first, I used to clean them and then I was like, no. And then I'd literally just chuck his shit away because it was so smelly, so disgusting. Oh, the whole kitchen would stink. I just started chucking his things away. Plate full, I don't care. Chuck it, bin, straight. Milk, chuck it. Everything, I just throw it away. I didn't care. And then he would put a note. I don't fucking care. You clean up after yourself. Oh my God. I'm so passive aggressive. I could have just told him, like, you're a fucking slob. Clean up after yourself, right? But no. Me and not wanting to confront people, I just chucked his dirty shit away, including the plate. Because there was, oh my God, there was a time. Before Christmas, he left his plate, like before we left uni to go for Christmas. Like a week before we all left, or before uni broke out, sorry, he left his plate. His friends came over and he just left it there. Faith, ask me what happened when I came back after the Christmas break.
It had grown mold. The kitchen was
Yes.
smelly.
Yes. And guess what happened after? Did he clean it? Faith, he didn't. Until I left, Faith, he did not clean those plates. And I'm talking like July time, June, July time. I
How
put
was
his
it?
shit in a box and just on the side in the kitchen. I did not give a shit. The amount of time, and you know what used to grind my gears? He used to bring girls to his room and they'll be having sex. And I'm just like, do you know this boy is a dirty boy? But you are sucking his dick. Do you know if you washed it? You know what I mean? And I could hear it. I could hear everything because them uni walls, they are not thick. And I'm like, this boy is a dirty boy and you're putting a dirty dick inside your mouth. You're a dirty girl. I'm sorry. And like, this girl. And these girls, like, because you know, I'm a nosy motherfucker, right?
Reminds me of like Alana's tweet. He had a clear sports and he had crest.
Oh my god. I mean, because obviously I'm super nosy. When they like, when they're leaving, I'll open my door innit so that so that I could see their faces and see them pass. And like he used to be part of this friend group because we were all in the same year, and he knew some people from my course as well. And he was first year, I was second year. So, but I knew a few of the girls that came in because we all went to the same like freshers event and stuff. So I'd just. I don't know why I did this, but I did. And I'd open the door just to see the girls and see if I recognize any of them. And just like keep a mental note of if he's like, you know, fucking girls in the same friendship group. And he definitely was. And I was like, you dirty, dirty girls. But then at the same time, I'm like, is it possible that these girls just passed each other's notes and they were like, he could dig down, basically. And he was just basically community dick. And I was like, you know what? It's a possibility. I mean, because these dirty boys, they know how to, you know, dig it down, apparently. Apparently.
I don't know what that's about, like.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I digress. Let's go back to this am I the arsehole situation. So
okay, we'll address number one. On to number two, the hyphenated name. Not the hyphenated, yeah, the hyphenated surname. I don't think that should be an issue, to be honest.
No, it's not an issue.
I mean, if you want to keep, if you knew she wants to keep her name, then it shouldn't be so much of a shock if she says, I want to hyphenate.
Yes, I do think the name Bianca is shit, though. All I just think of is Bianca from EastEnders. And like, I'm sorry.
I haven't watched EastEnders. When I think of Bianca, I think of Pose. Is it Pose on Netflix show?
Oh, no. I think of Bianca from EastEnders, and that is a weird-ass name. Maybe, like, he should be like, fine, they can have Chinese names, but no Bianca. No, that is a great what's the word I'm looking for? Not sacrifice, but they say in relationships you have to be willing to make
compromises.
Compromise, yes, you're right. Compromises. So that's a great compromise right there. No Bianca, but you can have Chinese names, which is also another thing she wants them to have. Chinese legal names.
I don't think it's a bad thing either, to be honest.
But he doesn't want. So they're gonna have an English name, a Chinese name, and then a hyphenated last name. I mean, we all know all the jokes about kids with long last names.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna be bullied. They're just not gonna wanna use all their names, basically.
I'd like to give them a choice and see which one they identify with most.
Yeah, exactly. But
the English side more? Or the
she's going to have to give, though. So I'm thinking that Bianca name, it's got to go. Bianca, bye.
That's a good compromise, then. Like, yeah. Okay, I'll choose an English name and you can choose a Chinese name.
Yeah, she's not going to want that. I mean, she clearly wants to name one of the kids Bianca, so... If he says, no Bianca, but okay with Chinese name.
Yeah, that's gonna be, have to be the compromise that after the
Yeah.
English name, you take the Chinese
Because
name.
he doesn't want them to have their first names as their Chinese names
Yeah.
anyway. So, you know, I don't want to talk about the about all that. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyways.
I'm having an issue because there's so many people have like an English name and then the traditional name,
Oh
whatever
yeah,
the country.
way too, a lot of people have that. So I don't think it's going to be an issue. If anything, it's possible that it's something that they're going to bond over with all the mixed heritage kids, right?
Yeah.
Because because you know, the world is becoming more blended, and that seems to be the way that families are blending their families is, you know, having both. And whichever one the kids relate more to is what they're going to use, I guess. So,
I'm just thinking for more for her side of the family that maybe they might use the Chinese name more frequently than the British, than the English name, just because it might be easier for them to pronounce.
true, yeah. Like when they go visit their grandparents from the mom's side, yeah, makes sense. It also makes sense in terms of like keeping the heritage and stuff. I absolutely agree. I do think that him laughing. I get it. I do get it. And it was definitely insensitive, and he definitely does need to apologize for that. But I don't think he's necessarily an asshole. These are just things that you discuss in a relationship that you just have to deal with, right? And he seems like he really loves her, so you know, he's just gonna have to give, and she's gonna have to give him something. Like he definitely dead ass does not want the name Bianca, and it's fine if they have a hyphenated name. It's not a big deal. And also, your girlfriend don't want to put her body through pregnancy. And if she can afford it, and if money is not an issue, go ahead. And how do you know that she's gonna be fine? Yes, millions of women do it all the time, but a lot of women also die. So, you might just have to be that unfortunate. What if you're that unfortunate one? So, let her do what she wants in terms of the surrogacy. Maybe not name her baby Bianca, but apart from that, I think she's on the right track, and you just need to get with the program, right?
Right.
Veto Bianca, definitely. Like, what the fuck? What was the
Bianca.
name of that her husband from EastEnders? Ian or something. Alan? Bianca's husband from EastEnders. I'm sorry. I know, like, that's Bianca. Look, I didn't even have to look. It's a thing. Ricky! Ricky! Yes! Oh my God! Ricky!
That just seems so
Look,
cold.
this is Bianca. This is Bianca and Ricky. You don't want to name your kid Bianca. I beg you, please don't. Please don't. Tiffany's mom. No, please. Don't do it. Fuck. Yeah, so there's that. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And if you have your own opinions about these, you can obviously find them on Am I the Arsehole, or you can what, tweet us, put it on our Instagram. We are active on YouTube now. Hey. Yeah, you can listen to us on YouTube now, so you can go across on there and you know, let us know what you think. Give us in the comments, subscribe, follow, yada yada yada. We are also on Patreon. We are actually going to have a conversation at some point about what kind of extra content we put on Patreon for subscribers, possibly, but we're not quite there yet. So, what else we got? Yeah, so we're now on YouTube. We're now on, there's an additional podcast place that we weren't on before, but now we're on there. So, yeah. I don't remember the name, but I'll put it in here in post. Is there anything else you want to say?
Anything else I want to say? Any anime recommendations that are short, need some,
Yes.
light-hearted, easy, maximum 24 episodes.
Actually, there's
Not
actually quite a
weekly.
few
Not weekly. I
that's
want the
already.
full series completed.
There's actually quite a few, you know. Have you seen the Demon Lord one? The one with the overpowered Demon Lord. Okay, I'll send that one to you. It's very short. It's like 12 episodes or so. Asterisk's War as well. I don't think that one's complete though, so maybe not. But we could review the Irregular at Magic High School. That's like 24 episodes, and it's been years, and there isn't a season two yet. There's a movie on it though, and I've seen the movie. It's all right.
Okay, fair
Yeah,
enough.
so there's quite a few like short ones that we could do that I know of. And have you heard of Diabolik Lovers? Because I've seen a few episodes and it's a bit fucked up.
Diabolik Lovers.
It's a bit, you know, they
Is
call
there
her like Bitch-chan, and I'm like, what?
a fan?
Yeah, they call her a bitch. Like, there's this girl. Have you heard of it?
Let me see if it's the right one. I'm looking at diabolical.
No, Diabolik Lovers. There's like four or five vampires, and there's this one human girl, and I swear to you, they all drink from her. It's fucking weird, but I really like it. But it's fucking weird.
Ah! Is this? I used to read the manga
Like
for this.
Diabolic with like a K, right?
That anime. Alright, but I have definitely read this one of the mangas
Yeah,
before.
it's a bit, I mean, I like it, but it's a bit fucked up. I'm not gonna lie, but I like it. It's kind of like what's the name of that
The
one?
reverse harem. I love reverse harems. It's just like, yes, I want the woman to be at the center of all male attention all the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I mean, oh, what's the name of that one that she's a hoe and there's zero? What's that guy? Vampire Knight.
Night.
But like, imagine like there's like five of those two guys that she's going between all the time.
Anime and Zero.
Yeah, imagine like there's five of them and they're all brothers
Anime end
and
up
they're
being her
all
brother.
wacky and they're all.
Did you
Wait,
what I said?
what?
I was waiting for that. You just continue talking.
What? Sorry, I was a bit slow there. What? I beg
If
your
you read the
pardon?
manga, you get to the point where they're like, "Yeah, I'm your brother." Not like, but then it goes in further, and he's actually a predecessor, not a brother. So even more freaky, but you know, each to their own. And she most definitely does love Kaname, but ends up being with Zero because she has to kill Kaname.
Oh, you're talking about, oh, Vampire Knight. Oh, I know that. I know that about
Oh.
Vampire Knight. I know that about Vampire Knight. Oh my God, I thought you were talking about Diabolik Lovers, that they all end up being her
Oh
brothers. And I was like,
no. No.
what? Oh my God.
That's not how Devil Problem ends, no.
No, the Kaname one, that one's, he's
It
like
took
the
you by shock.
first
It
of like their
took you by
clan.
so much take.
So
I was like,
no.
excuse me? No. You have not been developing this relationship. But to for it to go to this.
Oh my
No.
God.
That was wrong.
There's so many
That was
fucked
a
up things that
violation.
like that we watch as teens, and we just think it's so cute and so romantic, and but like in essence it's kind of fucked up. And I'm actually questioning my like what 15-year-old self, like, why the fuck did you think that that was cute? Are you okay? Like, are you okay in the head? Like, I was watching Vampire Diaries the other day, and not Vampire Diaries, sorry, Twilight, and Edward was like, I don't think we should be together. You're not the one for me. And then this girl was like, yeah, I know. I'm the one for you. I belong with you. I'm like, how the fuck you know? How the fuck? This guy is telling you that he's gonna eat you, and you're telling him that you're the one for it. What? Go run. Run. That's all I could think about. And I'm like, I was all over this when I was reading the books. I was like, yes, Bella, you are the one for him. And all but no. This girl put herself in harm's way just because she thinks that Edward would come and save this girl. What? Toxic.
Very toxic.
Toxic. This is what makes young girls crazy. They what's the word I'm looking for? They feed us these like toxic traits, and we think it's cute, and we think that men love it, but it just is the beginning of psychosis. It's the beginning of crazy. Because what the hell? What if she had died doing all these dangerous things? Jesus Christ. I don't know. I can't look at Twilight the same way. But anyways, we're doing a sign out, aren't we? So,
Yeah. Oh, we're also gonna be at MCM Comic Con London.
oh yes,
Which is gonna be
in May the 20,
7th to the 29th, but we're only gonna be there for one day
yes, we're only
because
there
we're
for the Thursday.
doing different things every
Money,
other
money,
day.
money. It's so funny. Unless you guys want to sponsor us, then oh my God, speaking of my sugar daddy, right? Like, imagine my sugar daddy.
I
It's
remember
not
him, right?
going. Relax. I finished sending him a message like, yeah, you can join my OnlyFans.
What do you say?
You know what? I low key am tempted to send him the link to our Patreon.
If it goes through. That's how you test it.
You want to spend money? You support my craft
Yeah.
then. Oh my God. I can't believe that people actually do this. Like, it's a bit mad. Anyways, signing out is
Okay.
your girl. I've been your girl, your overpowered girl. You're overpowered every day. Overpowered. But definitely been underpowered this week because I ain't gone to work. Which, you
Jealous,
know.
honestly.
And
It's been
yeah. Yes. And we will see you guys on the next one.